Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore After Show.
Oh, I like the noise of the break.
Yeah, let's get the rattler. Go.
Oh my god, it's cool.
That's like a belly dancer. Do your dance, Kevin. I look like a shaker.
No, I'm cool, I guess.
You're special dance.
I can't tell, like, what's more fun, the fact that we get to drink again during these shows? Itself,
you were here last week, and I only had one drink instead of a bunch, so it was a bummer.
You guys are
and
all that water.
I had a bunch. It's okay.
Okay. So we're already 2 minutes into the show.
Okay, okay, here we are. So hello, everyone. Keep it going, Ronnie. I love it.
No, okay, we're in it to win it.
Isn't it called a bet?
Yeah.
No, what are the white people
drop it a little, we'll still rock out.
Okay, let's
do it, K-Wow.
Let's
do it, K-Wow.
Okay, keep it. Just keep that going. Keep it nice and low. No, he's awesome.
He's good. Like, what? Where'd you get this track from? It's like a remix.
No, just keep it low. Okay, everyone.
Oh, my God.
Hello, everyone. Bing is for doing. So we are here doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show. Jersey Shore, Season 5, Episode 10, One Meatball Stands Alone. I'm not Kevin K-Wow Undergaro.
No. Before we do anything else.
Okay, thank you. Before we do anything else, I'm Kevin K-Wow Undergaro next to Jessica Kingpin King.
Hey!
And my matzo balls! What's that matzo balls?
Right? I want that bracelet.
Roxy Rookie Stryer.
Ooh. The rookie.
Sassy Gabby Lawrence. And here we are.
That's cute on me.
I know, it's fine.
So
no,
much,
cute.
You guys. So much to talk about. Yeah. We have a meal on the guest couch. Just here, really, just more observing. He's here representing. Now, what is it? Was it Christian camp you guys went to? Like, what
no,
was it? That
it wasn't
no,
leap year camp. I am a Southern pastor, though. Or Southern pastor's son.
No way.
Really?
Are you
wow.
You're a pastor?
I'm not a pastor.
And also a fan of the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Quite the contradiction.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I love that. How does that
they
work?
They say we're the worst, so.
Are your parents watching?
No.
He's like, no, hell no.
No.
No, I love it. And you know what else? Like, I'm might be going on a limb here. 5 seasons of Jersey Shore, I think I only saw one black person.
Yeah.
Remember, there was a black doorman.
I don't remember him.
No, this season. Remember, there was one black doorman who got in the middle of a fight, and I'm like, get him out!
Get him out!
Like, my heart was like palpitating. I'm like, get that boy, the helicopter med jet him out of there. I'm like, you don't want to be involved in that.
You're
a bunch of Guidos?
What about the stalker, Polly Stalker?
Might have been a little mulatto.
Maybe Milano.
She was a happy an Oreo.
All this, talking about different races on the show brings me to talking about our iTunes page. Okay, so listen.
Oh,
here's the thing.
How did that happen?
Yeah. Great segue.
Let it rock, Roxy.
By the way, it's Ronnie Jr. in the booth talking to you right now. I need a little intro.
Love Roxy. Hold it down. Love it.
It's the reality. Go on the iTunes page because here's what we're doing. These TV shows are on the air, and you're noticing, there's never been a black person on Jersey Shore. What the heck? Well, why don't you come to our page
and comment
on it? And also, at the same time, let me tell you, our rock star is Roxy, man. She's been killing it on these shows.
So wow, I'm killing it!
Yeah. Shout out!
I don't know if it's that vodka she's got
But, we say it every week. I'm going to say it again. Did the inaugural show of AfterBuzz. That's like historic. You did the very first show.
But you are also the producer. So.
See, you guys are pretty much all stars. That's what you are.
I feel like I'm blushing a little bit.
No, but Ronnie, Phil always explains the scam to me. Like, the scam is that on iTunes, we need people to comment and to give us good
rates.
Like, we get hundreds of thousands of downloads, but the thing is, it's something about comments and star ratings that is what.
Well, here's the deal. Let's be real about it. On YouTube, you want to, just even on YouTube, let's do YouTube first. You want to hear what people say about you. Let's be real about that. That's what we do when we speak, when we talk about our favorite TV shows as super fans. But when you do it on iTunes, that drives all that we need for AfterBuzz. And honestly, we have over 45 shows, and the deal is, people like what we're doing. So if you want to see more of us doing what we're doing, like these hosts that come out here and kind of work hard and, I guess I could say volunteer their time. I mean, I don't want to put anyone out there.
No, it's true. Basically, we're all collectively the royal we, the 120 people come here, we're putting out money to do this.
We don't do commercials.
If the only commercial we do is basically so we can have a pee break or take a breath.
Take my shot.
But we don't.
I didn't get my pee break today.
Not yet, Ronnie. People love to talk. Like Roxy and I do Gossip Girl, and the fans make. There's pages of comments.
And we respond.
Exactly.
Every time.
And we interact with them. So just. Fund that over into iTunes as well.
That's all we're asking. Ronnie, am I right or wrong? You guys don't ask anything else of the fans.
We can
continue to bring this content. We do. I don't know how many. You know the number of shows that we do.
It goes 45 now. It goes beyond that.
It's over 100,
everyone loves Jersey Shore, and here's what happens. You sit around with your friends, and you talk crap about the show anyways, or you love
it. And each other.
So do it on iTunes with all of us, too. It literally is a community, so rock out with us.
Yeah.
And obviously, these Nicole and getting pregnant, she's giving you guys...
Hey, don't give away the news and gossip.
Yeah, that's coming
Whoa
out.
Whoa there, buddy.
But in seriousness, it helps the network, and don't ask for anything. We're not saying go buy this.
We do it for free too. How about that?
We've even met with people. We're working on creating an app, and several of the developers have said, you can charge $5, you can charge $1, you can charge $10. We don't do that. That's not AfterBuzz. We don't do that.
No, Kev, that ain't even just AfterBuzz. That's all the good podcasts that are out there. Because, Phil and I, we study the podcast game or whatever, the good ones do it for free because that's what it came from.
But a lot of podcasts I listen to, the more popular ones, have tons of commercials in there.
Wait, I've got to talk to you guys.
We don't have any.
I have to say something.
What?
I know, and I think people know they've got to comment. Otherwise, we can't keep going like this. But we're 8 minutes in, and we haven't mentioned Jersey Shore yet. And people get mad at us.
Get me back in.
We get yelled at when I do get my...
Here we go.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Matzo balls, you ready?
Okay, we're starting over. I'm ready.
Here we go.
Matzo balls, here we go. Here we go.
And...
Okay.
All right, come on.
Oh, we're ready. We're
Let's
going
go.
Back.
Come on.
Okay.
Black people, help the white people.
Woo!
Let's go. Here we go.
No, but she can break it down. I'm scared to dance.
What about the Latino people?
That's right. Okay.
We got me and Emil here. We're going to hold it down.
Emil.
But Jessica, you're the nerd of the group, aren't you?
I am.
No. I'm thinking of Emil's the nerd.
Okay.
No. Anyway, no. Emil, come on, Christian Camp, what's he got going on? No, he's a new nerd.
I love that.
He's a new nerd.
You're off the hook right now. We got to talk about Jersey Shore.
What?
We're going to get the off-topic button. Do you want the off-topic button?
No, okay, at the same time, that was really funny.
Okay, Snooki, Situation Gianni. Here's what we feel. We unless anyone disagrees... Snitch hooked up with this guy, right?
Snitch?
Yeah, he is a snitch, but we mean Sitch.
Snitch.
Snitch hooked up with Snooki, right?
I mean, literally, Gianni.
Does anyone disagree before we get there?
No.
Does anyone in the room?
I think it might be scripted.
You agree that Snooki hooked up with Situation, right?
A while back. Yeah. Here's the thing.
We agree on that. Now, let's get to the next phase.
I think it might be scripted. I think that whole scenario is scripted.
Because he took it so well.
Yeah, and yeah, he took it so well. Come on,
no,
please.
Really?
No, Snooki rules him. Snooki rules him. Like, honestly, at this point in the show, I don't think
and also,
he can still get break mad. Up it's with not, her. They're not going to break up if he gets mad. He's gotten mad before.
But
and
why
walked
would he
away.
Risk that?
But he risked it in the beginning, though.
All right, Gab, devil's advocate. If it were scripted, wouldn't you want it to play out where he reacts and gets angry and
100%.
Walks
That's
out
why it wasn't
and
scripted.
Does all the drama? We're not going to be together. Blah blah blah. Big cliffhanger for the next season. Don't you?
I
think?
I don't believe that. He was a pussy.
No,
but how could you not believe that?
I just don't. I really.
I think
she
a little
likes
bit
the
that.
Bad guys. I feel like she wouldn't have even been attracted to him.
She loves that control.
No,
she has him wrapped around her.
We get yelled at when we talk over each other too, guys. I'm scared of our fans that comment and tweet at me saying stop talking over each other.
I'll let Jess talk.
Roxy's like the teacher tonight.
Jessica, you're right.
Call on people. Ready? Kingpin.
Thanks. No, I'm just saying, I think she loves that control, and she has Gianni wrapped around her finger. And at this point, because they're getting so much press, it's just a good way to keep going with it and keep, you know.
It's a sinking ship right now, right?
We're going to get to that later. What I'm Rox, we've talked so much about sadists and masochists. You being a sadist, myself being a masochist.
Oh, I'm a masochist. Don't even front right now.
We don't want to go there because it's not Jersey Shore. You're such a sadist, I'm a masochist. That's why we get along well. Point is, she is the type, she's a sadist. He's a great masochist. He's going to toe the line. He's going to do what he has to do. And remember, like, he's with the one of the most famous females
on
in
the
our
planet,
country.
Literally.
I mean, like, that's
it's
just
pathetic,
the way it is.
But yeah.
It's a listen, great gig. And I'm not saying it's not legit or whatever, but like, I've talked to other like hosts about this that like grew up very well off, like they didn't understand it. But like, when you came from nothing, like, you're gonna get over a couple
but
of
he,
those.
Didn't we just say? I mean, we're gonna talk in news and gossip, but he is established. He has things going for him with
not
his career.
Not like with Snooki.
With
not
the money with, wise, money
listen,
wise.
One thing, listen,
fame.
Okay, again.
His career right now is he owns an ATM business.
Love Jessica.
And he is studying to be a gym teacher.
Yeah, badass.
But he owns a business.
Bring it down. Love Emil's look. He's got the lips together. Yeah. He's like, he's nodding his head. He's bringing out 50K solid with Betty's.
Honestly, I'm out.
What else do we need?
Honestly, if he owns his own business and he's in school, I think he's doing pretty well right now.
And he's a gym teacher.
But not yet.
No.
He's in school.
You coach on the side?
But I mean,
done.
He has a business.
You're bringing down 65
large. What kind of ATM business is it, though? I mean, depending on who his clients
okay.
are.
Okay, you know what? You know what's not important, what you guys are talking about right now?
It's our opinions.
No, because I think everyone, I know that I have all this time wondered what Gianni does and where he's like coming from, so I was interested to
I'm flipping the bird all over the place.
Okay, wait, what was Roxy trying to say?
Here's what I'm saying right now. Who cares that he's a banker? I'm sorry. She is one of the biggest female celebrities out there. No matter what, it's about the fame. It's
Thank
not about
you.
The money right now.
Thank
he's
you,
latching
Rox.
On to her. You don't think he's attracted to her a little bit because
he
of the
is.
Fame?
Yeah,
even
I'm not saying
bit.
That, but okay. I'm saying I think that whole scene was scripted is what I'm saying because he's
There's
gotten
no
mad
way.
And left her in Italy. Why wouldn't he stay in Italy?
That
he
might have been scripted.
Ticket.
That might have been scripted.
Thank you. Thank you.
But okay,
Roxy's on it tonight.
Him
I'm telling you.
Him
Gab,
staying.
I meant it's all scripted.
Gab, sit back and watch.
But literally,
Roxy's got this.
It was the thing that the producers feared the most, that everybody was fearing the most, was that he wouldn't react. Why on earth would they want him to sit there and say, thank you, Mike. I really appreciate that. And then to walk out. That's the worst television. What happened this episode? Okay. You want to see my notes on this episode?
No.
Nothing. I have nothing because nothing happened. What happened tonight? Literally, we see the situation, tell Gianni something. There's no blow up at all. They go camping. Nothing happens there. They have a prank. It's the worst prank of all time. That was the entire episode.
They have a food fight, which sucks.
You guys, can I just say my last final piece statement?
No,
like,
no,
if this is not if it wasn't scripted and it played out bad, like you said, and that's why it's not scripted, then why would they even bother putting that in the show? And why wouldn't they make another scenario that is scripted? That's
because there's nothing else going on, possibly.
No, I'm talking about this one scenario of Michael Gambit with Snooki. Why didn't they make it more juicy then? Why didn't they?
Because they can't.
Because they can't. Because as Rock said, like, because he. Basically,
Gianni, you're either on the show and I'm paying you money,
but they
the
didn't,
production
says, think...
or you're off. So
wait, what's the deal with that? Does Gianni
get paid?
Everyone
knows that Gianni and Snooki are together, so if he wasn't on the show...
Tell me Gianni's not getting paid to be on the show.
I'm asking.
Definitely getting paid.
He's getting an after fee. He's getting fees for being on the show, of course.
No, but not like they're
but there's
getting
definitely
paid.
Episodes.
But he is getting paid.
But listen,
he's
this guy's falling in line. Rox, you're on the right track. Like, he has a very glamorous, upscale life to be with her. He'll accept the fact she might have rolled around with this guy, whatever.
Upscale, yes. Glamorous, uh-uh.
I think glamorous.
I mean, Rox, do you call salad in your face glamorous? Because then, yes.
Okay, but Rox, remember, this is just a sliver of moment in time.
Right.
We have discussed, this might conceivably be 3 weeks, if 2 weeks, of their lives against every week being in the national, arguably international media.
Yeah.
Like this girl,
not even arguably, definitely.
Okay, definitely.
Even more
so. I'm saying, like, honestly, go along for the free ride. I'm on one of those rides. Love it.
I'm not saying it's good or bad, but I mean, let's be real. Like, that Emilio that she was with before, he was barely in, I think, about one episode. And then he took his stint on that and tried to date one of the bad girls.
Get on the reality show.
But he was because, on
the,
you know why?
Because he didn't mind being called Mr. Snooki.
Ronnie got greedy. Got greedy, got it? Like, you can't be greedy. This guy's hanging in. And by the way, from what I've heard, they're together. They're very cute together. I've seen them backstage at things. Like, they're real.
I'm not even joking.
He's forgiving more stuff. Because her being famous, this is something that most civilians don't understand.
I love it.
When somebody
the
is...
Breath listen, those of the host
we're not in your
not
world.
Necessarily reflect the news of AfterBuzz TV.
No, we are. They're
you
not.
Are. You are. Listen,
who's that?
I am telling you. No, everybody. Listen.
Ones that aren't involved in entertainment, pretty much.
When someone is famous or someone performs, you ever notice, like, have guys ever seen a guy or girl sing on stage? Like, if it's performing live, even in a bar, aren't they at least more attractive? A little
if they're
bit.
Talented, if they suck, then no.
If
no, 100%. It's an aura. When you are
right.
out there in
so
the limelight,
just,
I hate to say it about that's what the way so society we grab it, but it really is
it
an aura.
Is.
Yeah,
and so it's a genuine attraction. It's not. Everyone always thinks like when you see like, for instance, you see these rich, powerful guys, you see these young women with them, and everyone's like, oh, they're with them for the money. It's like, wait, stop. I have seen more of these young women like pulling their hair out of their head, bawling their eyes out. Madly in love with these guys who are like 4 foot nothing and 90 years old, but they genuinely do because there's just something attractive.
It's like
let's just say it. Entertainment is the shallow Hal effect.
Yes.
Entertainment
it is.
Sure. Yeah, let's be real. Gabby doesn't even look
about
that cute.
Power. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. No, wait a second.
I'm kidding.
What?
No. I was kidding. I was doing a
wait,
really?
Sorry.
Wait, no. iTunes listeners, you and your fuck, go to YouTube, go to AfterBuzzTV.com and go and
I
see
mean,
that.
I mean, she's my other matzo ball.
No, my matzo ball's a real deal. They are.
Yeah.
No.
She's like, yeah.
We
yeah.
wouldn't be doing this show
hot.
If we weren't the real deal, okay? Kevin hand-picked us. Let's just say that.
That's actually true.
Yeah, it is true. I know.
It was like my show to be stupid once a week. Like, no, I wanted my people
with
me.
How do you do that with your hands?
Anyway, I just feel like Johnny's more forgiving because of this. But my bigger question is, Sitch, like... What none of the cast members are pointing out is, like, why would you keep pushing these buttons if you weren't just being cruel? If you weren't just trying to hurt somebody, okay?
I think Roxy wants
Roxy,
to
we're
going to
go to you.
Okay, here's my question.
By the way, can I say one thing? Ronnie, why aren't my disco lights on over here? Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh.
Okay, you guys keep talking. I'm going to fix the disco lights.
Oh, there we go.
They're on.
Yeah. Oh, now they are.
Did that just happen, or am I drunk? Jesus.
No.
Here's the important.
No, they're on
now. And I want red, because, like...
All right, let's get that request
red
in.
Red is
go.
For hot.
Okay,
right,
wait, red. Here we go.
All right, Rox, go.
Here's what I was going to say. The question isn't what we've been asking. The real question is, does Gianni actually believe Snooki didn't cheat on him? Does he actually, in his whole heart,
Well, she has in the past. We know that, and right. He knows that.
I kind of agree with Polly. And he probably. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You first.
He probably knew about it earlier. You know, and
you think he's cheating on her?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's cheating on her, but I think that he knew about it earlier. And I don't like you said, it's scripted. I don't think
diffused. He was diffused.
She told him earlier. Right?
Yes, exactly. That may be what true, but Kevin no says. I think way that Gianni knew about it earlier, and so maybe at the point of this whole blow up, he didn't have a blow up reaction. So maybe there was a blow up beforehand in private or something like that.
Well, he did know of the rumors on the show because she called him that one time. Do you remember?
Exactly. So there's no freaking way that he wouldn't have addressed it with her as his girlfriend in private or whatnot. Private. So he had to have known about it earlier. So if you think about the reaction initially and the reaction when it's going to be filmed, of course it's going to be different, and they probably had that conversation about how it would be played out on TV and whatnot.
It's been dragged on since last season.
And by the way, and he's not, it's not like he's TV savvy. You know, Sitch has,
of course not. He's, but
Sitch has like ability to be somewhat TV savvy, and what we're seeing with him is what we've talked about is he's run out of cards.
I wouldn't be surprised though if he had a manager. I'm not even kidding.
He might, but even the manager's advising him wrong, because if he had a manager, he should have went at Sitch. He should have made it a bigger deal. He should try to fight him. He should have done anything.
This is acting at this point.
So what I'm saying is he's not as TV savvy enough to know what to do. Mm-hmm. He just was like, okay, let's not have drama. I don't want to have a confrontation with this guy. Like, I agree with Jessica. Like, whatever was happened between you guys, I've heard about. I'm okay with. And listen. We don't want it. Let's not have a blowout today. Let's have a good day today. He's not TV savvy enough to know. The better thing would be is to go right at that guy. Flip the table.
It's like exactly what Sammy said. Like, if that were my boyfriend, first off, I could guarantee you he would not climb back into the bed with me. That's for sure. And second off, he wouldn't be like, I'm laughing about something right now. He'd be like, wake your ass up. We need to talk. Like,
he was diffused earlier, and he also sees the bigger picture.
Can I also bring up something?
A better life with Snooki, guys. Come on. He's going to have a better life with her.
Pauly D mentioned in this episode, their relationship is a joke. He cheats on her, she cheats on him, and they both know it. Did you hear him say that?
He did say that, and I bet you it's true, right?
I don't think so.
Interesting.
I heard that, and I definitely think she does her own thing. I think he would be goddamn stupid to cheat on her. Yeah. I think he's sitting there holding on for dear life, like,
I agree.
Oh my God, this is da-da-da. Like,
oh,
she finds out,
I happen to agree with you. I think this guy's playing his cards right. Gabby's shrugging
I mean,
her
I feel like Pauly says it how it is. I feel like he's always straight up, and he literally sat there and just said, you know, their relationship is a joke, quote unquote. Like, he said it. He said they both cheat on each other. I'm sure he knows.
He sees the
behind the scenes.
And especially for Pauly, because I feel like when it comes to the, like, Snooki and Dina, like, the girls, he's a little more reserved about talking about them or talking shit about them or whatnot. So for him to say something like that.
You're right. Like, you're very right, actually. Yeah, I agree with that.
Let's talk about camping.
Set up.
Okay, she's like, let's on Wednesday. The producers told me on Wednesday we're going camping.
I have a great idea.
Let's go camping.
Meanwhile,
which is fine. I'm okay with that. Putting them in a different situation to make some comedy. Couple of real moments in there, though. The filthiest campsite I've ever seen. That's real.
So disgusting.
Right? In like one day. The amount of filth these guys could create in under 24 hours was astounding.
They're pretty much attracting the bears.
That's why all the bugs are in
the bears. By the way, do you think there were other people partying with them there to create that big a mess?
No.
The crew.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe the crew.
No, because I was talking I know it's a different show, but all the Real World cast comes in here now. They're great. Right. They come in and talk to us about the MTV shows, and they were telling me that anytime you talk to a cameraman, crew member, you get fined. You're not allowed to do that. You'll get kicked off the show. I know for a fact that these people
in certain situations.
So they just made the mess.
Yeah.
But, okay, again, I'm the old guy here. What is it about you young people that just swims in filth and thinks it's amazing?
You should come see my bedroom.
I want to hear from you guys. Level. Like, do you guys, like, is like that how filthy you guys party and, like, live?
Yeah, in college, actually. I mean, my actual, like, room, everything was fine, but I remember going to, like, guys' parties and parties in general. And
fine,
houses.
But then not.
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? There was a, like, I don't remember when I was in college. I went to a party. There was a beer can of, it was Tecate, like the cheapest beer ever, in someone's bathroom. And there was a toothbrush just sitting in there. Like, that was their toothbrush holder.
Ew.
No, this is what I'm saying.
I think
this
we have one better.
College.
Roxy, go ahead.
I live in Swine. You don't understand. Like, I wake up in the morning. My floors are sticky. There are cups everywhere.
And nobody cares, right?
There's $10 handles of vodka and tequila and rum. Nobody gives a shit. Everybody goes
does.
About their day.
But what about you, Rox?
Swine. I'm a swine. I literally... Oh. No, I swear to God. Like, and I try really hard. And I do my dishes. I put everything away like that. But when it comes to crap, I throw it. I throw my crap all
when
over the
don't-
place. I'm not dirty. I'm messy. Like, it's
you
not...
You guys all are. Oh, yeah, my God. Your parents have
messy
failed
people.
You. But wait. No.
It's because
no,
I grew
up... I have any
no,
excuses
no, wait a
because
second.
I work
I'm
all the time.
I'm going to the guest
I'm
couch.
So busy.
The Southern Baptist Christian Church of the South. No way. There's no it. Way. No way. Any respect to a black man is not
well,
like letting you live like that.
Like
am I right, Jessica? Back me up here.
Like,
aren't they like... Right? Wait.
Well, it's different. My mom's from Jamaica, so she has a different...
Hey, my dad's from Jamaica.
Okay, so wait.
Are you guys in love?
All right, so tell me, what like clean background, or you clean up after yourself? You look very well groomed.
I mean, this was years in the making, though.
meaning,
oh my gosh!
Meaning what, Tristan?
Damn. Speaking Jamaican, though, Jamaicans are neat freaks. Like when I was
I
a
love
kid,
it. Let me get me some
I could
Jamaicans.
Not leave my house in the morning without
Ronnie,
making my bed.
I love th-
every
wait, wait.
Morning of my life.
Who's
but
Jamaican,
then
mom or dad?
My dad. My dad's Jamaican.
My
mom's
like
Dominican.
That, though.
My mom's love not like that at all. But the second I went off to college, I completely
you fell apart.
Rebelled.
Oh,
I was just
stop
like,
that.
I want to explore.
Ronnie, what, make a note, please. Hire only Jamaicans at AfterBuzz.
I
want to
explore Gabby's idea of working like she's crazy busy, and that's why.
Yeah,
she's net because I'm like super neat, but then when my work schedule gets crazy busy, I'm
you
like,
it's all about your foundation.
Can I tell you?
All
I have
which
not
I'm
been
working
home.
On, which
foundation
I am working on,
and maintenance cleaning.
No, no,
maintenance
yeah,
cleaning.
But can I say something?
You guys are stressing me out.
I have not been in because you're thinking about
Roxy's
what you have to
get
clean.
The last
that's
of vodka is killing me. I gotta go get my own.
No, Kevin, I have yep. not been in my apartment since 8 a.m. this morning. Okay. And I'm not going to be home probably till 12.
We, I haven't been in my apartment since 6 a.m.
Do you understand?
Me too. I haven't been
over
home
here,
since
over
6.
Over here we have the
every, 6 a.m.
We have the
every
Every
day.
Girl's, excuse me. The Every Girl Guide to Life. It's available on Amazon. And it's a great book for how to organize your life. What else is the scam on this thing? It's like,
but at her like, at her point, she can she has everything organized because she's successful.
No,
because
she has me in her life. Thank you.
But I'm also working to get to where I want to be.
No,
and
but,
in that
what,
process,
no, no. But by the way, she does
on.
Too. If you read this book,
Constant.
No, but by
I'm
way,
sure she is too. But
no,
it,
no,
she has
she
a lot of people
totally
helping
does.
At the same
no,
time.
Back
you,
in the,
for
no,
example.
No. Back in the day, no, no, no. Back
excuse
in the day,
me, back
one,
in the day,
back
yeah.
One bedroom apartment.
Roxy, you're up.
So back to
my
Jersey
turn.
Shore.
No, but it's interesting.
Roxy, you're
wait,
up.
Before we go on, I want to talk. I don't think I did this yet. And yeah, we've got to look at this book later because it's not about Jersey Shore, but love Maria, vote for her on Dancing with the Stars. Okay, we got a lot of people.
Okay,
who,
you're right.
No, let me go. We got a lot of people who tweeted us, who Facebooked me, who whatever it is. About this show, specifically about Jersey Shore, people still love this goddamn show. They're obsessed.
We do too. No, we love it too.
We're a little cray cray, but
we do too.
Fine.
We're cray.
Only because we love it.
But there is one person named Stephen Dew who asked for a shout out on the show tonight, and we got to give it to him.
Wait, is it
Stephen
Dew?
No,
Dew.
D E W.
Stephen Dew.
What's up, Stephen?
You know
Steven?
What I love about Stephen Dew? Because you know what Stephen Dew is doing. You know what
and
else is
he's
doing?
Doing like
Bing.
Bing
is doing.
Bing loves you,
what
baby.
The
but here's
Stephen
the thing.
Do?
What
here's the
Bing?
Thing. Hold
what
on.
The Bing?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. What the Bing?
We just
so
put
if you so I get probably 100 tweets about Jersey Shore alone a week. I'm not even kidding you. Like people tweet me like crazy about Jersey Shore. If you ask for a shout out, we'll give you one. But you got to tweet at me something about the Jersey Shore. You got to or
and
any
then
one
you
of
have
us.
To comment on iTunes.
And then you got to comment on iTunes and let us know. Like we were saying before, I just got to plug it again because Stephen Dew is highlighted this week, and you could be too.
Thank you, Stephen Dew.
Hey,
thank
Stephen
you.
Dew. Thanks
question,
for watching.
Question. Why is situation pushing this issue with Snooki?
Because of the producers.
Yeah.
Or is it him trying to... trying to create good television, but
yeah,
that's
I've
you.
Got the answer.
And make... Oh, what's the answer?
Roxy, your turn.
Well, this is a really original idea. It's not like I said the last week or the week before. It's called drugs. Okay, and we had Joe in here.
And we seen it camping.
We had Joe in here.
Right.
Joe, who's also from Boston. And
he's familiar with the drug culture.
And he's familiar with the drug culture. And
you're
from Boston.
You're familiar with the drug culture.
He's real Boston.
And so am I. I'm not saying that I'm familiar myself, but I am familiar. I have had friends go down wrong paths. He is on, as Joe calls them, as I call them, beans. Also known as...
On the beans.
He's on the beans.
I gotta get on the beans.
Painkillers, tranquilizers, antidepressants, anti-anxieties. This kid is on downers. He is on drugs.
And you know when you see it during camping, when he broke down the tent, he just went ballistic.
It's not even that. It's that one minute he's this and the next minute he's that. The 180s are uncanny. It's crazy what he does. One second, he's like, Snooki, I love you. And the next second, he's like... Yo, Gianni, I gotta tell you the truth. Let me turbo this tent. Let me make this tent.
I gotta bring this tent down.
Could he be bipolar?
I don't think so because we didn't see it first season.
I feel like that camping trip happened before the whole Snooki blowout because I can't fathom why the two of them would go on a camping trip together, especially when the boys were staying back.
We know the camping trip happened on a Wednesday. We know the blowout happened on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Hence Sunday dinner, Wednesday they talked about. I really believe Wednesday camping trip, then Sunday dinner, not Sunday camping trip, Wednesday dinner. And I think they're doing that for a very specific reason. Number one, it doesn't make sense, but they're trying to make sense of something that doesn't.
Yeah.
And number two, they're trying to make the season seem like it took place over a longer period filming period than it did. I mean, I can count the days.
They really robbed us.
I can count the days they've been there on two hands, 100%. We've talked about it every week. We pick up where we left off, which is not how it's supposed to be. We've seen two episodes that took place in one day. Two episodes in one day. We used to see an episode every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I mean, the material is so weak at this point because they were just like cramming. Let's get this out there. We want viewers. We want money. Greedy motherfuckers. Get your shit together. Sorry, Snooki, you're pregnant. You're gone. We're recasting. Did I ruin something?
No, in our special segment, we're going to go over the special segment.
Like, it is what it is.
Yeah, no.
I can't hold myself back. It frustrates me because don't give me crappy TV because you're trying to push it so hard. Give me great TV like you did for season one, for season three. Season two is okay. Season four, what the hell? Italy. Season five, we're going down. Give me something great.
Screw it. I'm ready for Pauly Day.
Okay, no. Right,
Project Pauly D all the way. We will be here March 26th.
March 29th, guys. Like, we see this, it's going to be the greatest prank of the year, and they actually cleaned up the apartment.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's the prank. Can you do me a favor? Can you do me a favor and explain what the prank was and in detail for a second?
Okay, the prank is what's outside is going to be inside, and what's inside is going to be outside, and then what's outside is going to be inside.
Best prank ever!
And they really had to sit down and think of this, brainstorm. It was just like, who cares?
Everyone's gone. I'm like, throw a party. Do something.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I originally thought they were staying back because they wanted to throw a blowout party.
I would have thrown a blowout and people wearing situations clothes, wearing his glasses around the party.
The funniest part
would have been a nightmare.
Yeah. The funniest part is they
just a party.
But I have to say, I blame my producers who I love on that show. I blame them.
What if they invited 50 girls at the house and it was just them two? I think that would have been great television.
They would have gotten them so many people easily.
Okay, the funniest part is they don't just take everybody else's stuff and put it outside. They take their own stuff. It's like, is this a prank on yourself? I don't really understand. Who are we hurting here?
Pranks, by the way, out of the joke. Guys, this is our cliffhanger. For our season finale. Like, ooh.
Short of a time that they're there, they might as well just have packed their stuff up and been ready to go. It was just way too much effort.
That shit
crazy. Ronnie, take us a commercial. We'll come back. We're going to talk about where do we go from Snooki being pregnant? Like, what do we even do in the future with this? And I'm sure there's some news and gossip. Yes, Jessica?
Yep.
All right. And
after we spoil
we'll
everything.
Be more excited about it.
I'm excited.
Lona, whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about? AfterBuzz TV News.
I'm not... My headphones aren't on.
I'm going to do this real quick because we want to talk about...
I'm not going to put them on.
Oh, rebelling. Okay.
I'm rebelling. Stick it to the man.
That's this girl, well, I see you're funny.
I feel like my hands are
turning
on.
Outrage.
I'm like a stick.
She's having a reaction that Gianni should have had.
Jessica.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Here we go.
Sonya's pregnant!
Wait, this is really weird. I can hear you guys.
And AfterBuzz TV broke the news, by the way.
And by the way, how has she every single week dropped a bomb on us? This week I'm having breast surgery. Next week I'm a lesbian. Like every single week. She's delivered every single week with a big bomb.
She has really good representation, clearly. They're keeping her in the news.
She's playing her cards right. She knows what she's doing.
But how? I mean, we haven't even addressed how scary it is that she can be a mother.
Weeks and weeks and weeks of denial, both about being pregnant and being engaged, she finally got her payout. She appeared on the cover of Us Weekly. Gabby's told me that she's done some stuff with OK Magazine as well. So she's on the cover. Her and Gianni have a full-on photo shoot spread inside Us Weekly, and she's announcing the big news. He's kissing her belly.
Do we know how much she got for the Us Weekly shoot?
That has not come out yet. She actually says she had a pregnancy scare because she found out she's justifying the reason why she's lied all this time, because she supposedly found out she was pregnant right after New Year's, and she went to Vegas for New Year's and rocked it out, got like wasted, and then a couple days later took 5-6 pregnancy tests and was just like, shit. So she said she wanted to wait for the full 3 months to make sure, you know, everything was okay and whatnot. And
I'm adopting. I can't not drink for 9 months.
By the way, nice job, Gianni.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What do you mean, nice job? Like, he is good swimmer?
Keep it all locked in.
No, meaning he, like, exactly. Thank you, Jessica. He locked it in. He locked it in. He, like, he just kept going.
His swimmers were strong enough. They knew his intentions. They hit the right spot.
Yeah. Like, you know, when you're a guy, you know what you're doing.
And how old is he again? Do we know?
I think he's
early
20s,
right?
Yeah, 24.
He's like, no, I put a condom on. Really, I poked a hole in it beforehand.
Yeah. And then, of course, shortly after the pregnancy was announced, the engagement was announced. Now she's wearing this fatty bling, 3.2 carats, just the center stone alone, 2 carats around the ring itself.
That she has a sponsor get her.
They're both 24.
Well, Gianni was saying that, like, a ton of people had offered him, you know, to give him a free ring so they can get the exclusive or they can announce it. And he supposedly turned them down. And he's saying that he went and bought the ring himself. I find that hard to believe.
I do too.
But he's saying, you know, him and Snooki went ring shopping a couple months back when they had started talking about marriage. And she kind of like picked out, like, I like this stone, but I like this band and whatnot. And so he had it custom made for her, supposedly.
All right.
$55,000 for her ring.
That ATM business doing well.
Yeah. We all saw.
Wow, being a banker pays off.
Like, hey, picked out, like, I like this stone.
Wait, banker or gym teacher?
Why am I hearing myself?
No, ATM business.
Wait, hold on. Wait, can we get that again?
Did I just hear myself?
You're good.
Yeah, I heard it.
Wait. I like this band, but I like this stone. Oh, wait. I thought that was like,
I
know,
I just said that.
It like echoed back. No, I'm like, what the hell is going on?
So anyway, we've seen Snooki's dad on the show. We've seen how close their relationship is. But she told the magazine that he was actually really upset when he heard the news. And he didn't talk to her for about a week and told her that she has her whole life ahead of her. And why is she doing this and whatnot? apparently now, you know, they've smoothed things over, but he definitely was not happy with it. And then we've talked about, you know, them recasting Jersey Shore because she's obviously filming her spinoff right now. And she says that she's only going to visit the shore if they have another season, but she will not film it. She says, quote, "I'm not living in that house being pregnant. I don't want to be one of those moms who's pregnant in a club. It's disgusting."
Woo! Ew, yeah, good sick. Parenting move.
Thank you.
You're going to make best mom, Snooki! I mean, a question is, the real question is, are her kids going to call her Snooki?
Or mom.
Grandma Snooki?
Grandma.
I think they're going to call her Snooki.
Mommy Snooki.
Anything else?
Well, we talked about Emilio, or what was his name? Emilio, earlier today. And he actually has been doing some press around this, just saying that he doesn't think that Snooki's ready for this. He doesn't think it's the right move for them. And everyone is saying that he said that he hopes she miscarries.
That's
which is
horrible.
Really
That's
awful.
Horrible.
Can I
interject here for a second?
Yeah.
I just want to say that, like, you know, with most people, I know some people that have had kids or are pregnant, and I think that once you go through that, even if you're too young, it makes you grow up a lot faster.
Yeah.
And I think regardless, she's going to grow up from this experience.
Right, but I think right now her mindset is, I do think she'll grow up, but I think her mindset is, I'll have a kid, and then I'll do Jersey Shore season 7.
Yeah.
And it's like, honey.
Probably.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because Emilio even says, he says, Snooki's always been flippant about having kids and never really grasped the gravity of being pregnant. When I was with her, she said she wanted twins, and she'd always say, let's have twins. So it's like she likes the idea of it, but she maybe isn't ready for the reality of it.
Yeah, but that's what's going to make her grow up, I think.
Even when she was denying the pregnancy, she said, I do want to be a mother. I'm just clearly not ready yet. And I think she was saying that, even though she knew she was pregnant at the time, she was saying that, and that's true. Honey, I understand you want to have kids, and I don't think that overall you would make a horrible mother in the long run, but you're 24 years old, you have your whole life ahead of you, you're filming a TV show that involves you getting drunk. What are you going to do for the next 9 months?
I have to say, at the same time, she's 24, and she has money now. She can support a child.
Right. Financially.
Okay.
100%.
Financially, so if she wants to give up reality in Hollywood for the rest of her life, she's okay. She
and
has
here's the
business,
thing, 24
so she's okay.
Isn't, I mean, in the Midwest, people have more of like 2 or 3 year olds.
I'm not saying
now.
24 exactly. is the new 16. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying she clearly wants to have a career in Los Angeles, in Hollywood. No.
But she did her. She did it right now. If she left today,
babe,
she'd
how
be
much?
Fine.
No,
she
no
could be like
way.
Bethany on Real Housewives.
She
of
has
Jesus
her
right.
business.
No, that's ridiculous.
If she invests her money, she's okay. She makes more than half of
America.
If
she did, to think that she would be fine if she stopped working right at this point is completely naive.
I agree, Roxy.
She's made millions and millions of dollars, but with the lifestyle she lives, do you think she could live off the money she has now?
I don't mean stop working. I mean stop with Jersey Shore.
The question
Shore.
I have is, do you think
she?
Yeah, I was going to say I was going
to
agree with Gabby. I don't think she wants to go back to Jersey Shore.
Yeah,
I think
she wants to
spin it off.
Right. Right.
She wants it to be her life. She wants to go in Bethany's route
and
she do her own
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, she doesn't
want
to
Well, it's interesting because Emilio says that he thinks she'll pull Kim Kardashian.
And?
Get press out of it. Like, marry him. Divorce
have her own
with
reality
it,
show
a
like
couple
Kendra
days.
And
exactly.
Hank after
Just
the girls next
get
door.
Get more press out of it.
Something
I also
like
wanted
that.
To comment.
They could have their own show, her and Gianni.
I also wanted
know.
To comment about what you said, how, you know, oh, she wants to have kids, but this is not the right time for her. Well, that's a lot of 24-year-olds. A lot of 24-year-olds are like, I want kids now, but they live a crazy life, and you get knocked up or you get pregnant, you just kind of deal with
Here's
it and move
what
on.
I don't understand, though, and this could be a very ignorant comment, so somebody please correct me, but how do you date the same guy for a couple years and then get pregnant without trying? Was there just one drunken night where you didn't use a condom? Did you stop taking your birth control? Did you try to get pregnant? What happened?
The funny thing is that the show is so consistent with showing condoms. And, you know, even tonight we saw them pull a condom out of the box. And so
condom into the camping equipment.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious. How were they for so long safe and then something happened? Were they trying? I don't know.
And she talked about it tonight. She talked about marriage and wanting to be engaged.
She's been doing it. Yeah.
I think she could have fallen.
We know he wants it because he wanted to lock it
right. up. Right. She would have fallen in love with whatever good Guido walked along.
Can we segue into, like, what could be next year if there was another season of this.
I'm stoked on it, to be honest.
I think they could bring in another castmate.
Am I into it?
Yeah, no, but no, I'm saying, do you have any more news things?
Oh, yeah. Well, last but not least, a landlord is suing JWoww and the production company, 495 Productions, for more than $450,000 in damages. The landlord, Stuart Levine, claims he began renting a New Jersey home to JWoww more than a year ago before she became famous on MTV's Jersey Shore. And once the show took off, the house that they started filming at the house without permission. We all saw the episode where they went back to her house and their dogs were there and whatnot.
They need the landlord's permission for that?
I mean, he's probably trying to cash in. He's looking for a payday, you know. He's alleging that it was a breach of contract, and they never asked his permission, and it wasn't agreed upon, and it's just this huge thing. So
he just wants a free payday.
Exactly.
Is he going to win?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think they would really film there without.
No, he just wants a free payday. What else we got?
Well, that's it for AfterBuzz TV news.
That was a lot.
Snooki took over.
Your AfterBuzz TV. I'm glad you read because I'm illiterate.
Okay.
Can we
expand predictions?
Only with your help.
So we have predictions, obviously, for next week. We've seen this, like, very lame prank. Like, whatever. They're going to come and go, oh, look, you moved the couch upstairs. Like, whatever.
Here's what I wrote down. House prank, Vin with lesbs.
Which is saying to us.
And Sammy's sad to leave, sorry.
And that's the season finale.
And Sammy is sad to leave because is she fearing impending doom? The end of this.
Oh, honestly, I forgot to mention in this episode, and I really wanted to say, before I talk about where they're actually going to go, Sammy and Ronnie in this season, for me, have been the most genuine, hysterical, don't give a shit, awesome characters.
Yeah,
I think
we've hardly seen them,
but their commentary is really interesting
just
and
a
fun.
Lot, well, you know what? They represent us.
They're normal.
Like on the sidelines, going really.
And unfortunately, after the show, they're going to be just like us.
They're going to be us. Maybe they'll be on the show with us.
No, seriously. And I'm sorry. I feel really bad for them that they couldn't in the past 4 years figure out how to push it up there, but they couldn't do it. And finally, I think this season was the season they turned to each other and said, fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Let's go out with a bang.
Yeah.
And they just literally made a mockery of the show or making jokes up the... I mean... Oh, I don't even remember what the top of the episode, Ronnie was saying something funny. Sammy, the entire past few weeks, has been making such funny commentaries because they just lost any interest in being huge and famous, and they're just sitting there and they're making comments. I mean, we know that Sammy, in a couple weeks, is hosting MTV's Spring Break with our good friend and AfterBuzz host, Leroy Garrett, and they're coming and they're hosting the show in Vegas. So she's doing some MTV things, but other than that, she's not doing much. She knows it. Her and Ronnie are going to end up together, I honestly think. I know they're not together now because we have insider scoop on that they're not currently together. But I think they will end up together. I think they'll live a happy life. I think they will leave the Jersey Shore behind. They'll have kids. They'll grow old. They'll die.
And they're going to, in like 10 years, they're going to be on like celebrity,
rehab
or celebrity fitness.
I don't think them, actually. I feel like they have their heads on pretty good. I feel like they'll be okay.
No, but I mean, maybe those shows are just, I feel like, shows for celebrities who have been in the dark for a few years to get that spotlight back on them or at least attempt.
I don't even think they give a shit.
All great commentary. I agree with you guys. The bigger question is like, where do we go? Like, where does the show
next season
go? I mean, I really feel like if we don't bring in new cast members, it's done.
But Sally Sassano. New cast members going to get accepted? I feel like
The producer's going to have to talk these guys into accepting new cast
members. Again, though, Sally, friend of AfterBuzz,
right,
is really smart, knows what's going on, and she's looking at this and saying, I'm sorry, we're going to pay out all these guys, pay them out of their contracts. We owe them that. We're casting 8 new members.
Just start new.
8 new. And you know what that's going to do? That's going to put me at the edge of my seat. I'm going to say, hell yeah, Jersey Shore season 1.
And that's exactly like you. We talked about this a few weeks ago. We talked about new cast members are going to be so busy trying to be Snooki, trying to be the situation, trying to be this, you know, umbrella of
What do you think about changing location? What do you think about changing location?
Well, then that's a totally different ballpark. But then it's not Jersey Shore anymore.
But we've
anymore.
Put them in other locations. Yeah. It's going to be the same thing over again.
No, I don't mean like that. I mean, how about instead of doing Guido's, we do South
No,
Beach
that's what they, I think they're going to do because they've already been cast for years. When I was in college, they were casting by my school. And, like, for other, like, for a show like this, they were looking at people in different, like, Rochester kids for their, like, Guido's
but
and Rochester.
But what separates them from, like, the Shaws of Sunset or, like, all of those other
shows? Well,
the
Shaws of Sunset is kind of like, you know, like Ian Ryan Seacrest, it's kind of like going the same path, like the whole, like, Kardashian thing. Yeah. And, like,
I think we just, really, it comes down to needing something different. I mean, if you think about it, Real World was already the same sort of thing. I know these guys are definitely crazier, but like the Real World were partying, drinking, slapping each other.
They're
and then you had a different group of people called the Jersey Shore people.
No, so Ronnie, you're totally right.
We need
right.
another group of people, we maybe do. In a different location.
A different
maybe
location.
We, you know.
Think all the other shows and networks do that. Bravo, Housewives, they're in every freaking city. Like, they move on.
And that
because
show
to keep their
kills
viewers.
Them.
It's fresh. It keeps their viewers. Every season
I think, I think there's their brands are so big that they're going to be on the fence about trying to keep them. I think what happens is when they try to bring someone else in, these guys band together. The cast bands together and says, no, don't bring in some new civilian.
Wait, do they band together now? Not anymore.
Now they're pushing forward.
I don't think they're banding together.
Now that Snooki's gone, like they're going to have to accept that new people will have to come in.
I have to ask you a question because you're in the business and I don't know about it. So I'm wondering, what's the deal with... Okay, so say that they get a new cast, and then do they have to pay, are these people on contract? Do they have to pay out the people who are already there? Is it easy for them to just get a new cast?
No.
Or what do you do?
No, the option is it'll most likely be at MTV's option. Meaning, if MTV does another season, they have to do it. If MTV doesn't do another season, they don't have to pay them.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. Exactly. They're in
here's where I think the suits are going to be on the fence. These people are worldwide famous brands.
Yeah,
you can't just walk away from that. And most suits make decisions out of fear. They're not thinking like Brave New World. Like, let me get someone new. Like, let me reinvent the wheel. Let me kick ass. They're thinking like, oh shit, if I get a new cast and it fails, I'm going to lose my job.
Yeah, but do you not think that they have contracts with them right now for, like, after the Jersey Shore, they're still getting, like, a percentage of maybe something they do after because
these guys,
they branded them, they made them famous?
So in other words, if they do a situation, if they
like
produce
anything
the show,
after, if
no.
they leave the Jersey Shore and do stuff after, you don't think there's any management
no.
or contract deals? Because the PR, I'm sure PR is from MTV. All their people, besides managers, are probably...
No. I know... A lot of the production companies and networks are working on those deals now. Mm-hmm. If they cast somebody who's not famous to say, we own you for whatever merchandise, whatever, all that stuff, we're going to get a taste of it.
Right.
They're working on those deals now. They're trying to figure out how they can make those deals work. But no, this is where these guys came in. No.
So they weren't doing that when they started.
No.
They may have the
say over if they do a spinoff, if they do another show. They may have first crack.
Yeah.
But on that, no.
Can you guys literally picture how lucky these eight people are to be found, to be cast in this show? These were nothings. These were literally nothings, and overnight they became huge celebrities.
But in their brains, in probably 60% of this cast's brains, it's like, no, we were that amazing, and we made the show.
Okay, 60%, so which one of them?
The Situation, Snooki, Polly, Vinny, like, J-Wow.
Did you guys ever see Snooki's YouTube page leading up to that show? She was, I mean, a little arrogant, but she became a star too, is what I'm saying. I know she was always wild, but in the YouTube video, she used
to do before.
I'm telling
you, they're saying I'm sure they're saying, no, F you, we made it. You had this like idea that nobody believed in. We were stars. We made your show. I'm just saying. I'm not saying
that
I agree
aspect,
with
yeah.
that.
Especially now.
I'm sure
no,
that's
I
what
agree
they
with
think.
That,
and
actually.
Sh-
I
well,
do.
They, that's
because
great.
You know what? No other network, because networks think small a lot of times. Like, they don't like to go outside the box because they're scared of the risk.
Scared of losing their job.
Yeah, exactly. They're scared of losing their job. It's hard, and they only do ideas when they know other people are working on them, I feel like. And with them, it was like, you're taking a group of people, and nobody's done a show like this. Nobody's exposed what the Northeastern kid is like. That, you know what I mean? Like, nobody's exposed
that. Yeah, baby.
And this is fun. Like, it's fun to watch. Right. People live the lifestyle. You know, every coast, every state is different. It's if you saw a show in Idaho, kids, that if they were wild and crazy, but living in Idaho.
The question is, what city is the next city? Where can a Roddy, show...
You know what? Roddy. Honestly,
bravo. Hello.
That is? That's me ripping off the top page of my notes, which means you gotta roll that music in.
Wait, but well, okay, before
and
we go out, while we say that, honestly, I know that was a joke when you just said Idaho, but that's what I would love to kid. See, the kid on the tractor and the cornfield, that's
my
fucking funny.
Old roommate,
one season only,
one of my
yeah.
best friends is from Minnesota, and she is the best. The craziest story is about, like, rolling in the cornfield
you
drunk.
Guys,
cow
okay,
tipping,
but
baby.
Stop. You guys, like, we're talking about just different reality shows here. Sally Sasano, she produces the brand of, like,
and
the
she's
Guido
brilliant,
and
so
the Guido
we gotta
doing
go.
Their thing. I think bringing a new cast to the Jersey Shore is what she'll do.
It's sad, but true.
But I think for one or two seasons, she's going to marry a few new characters with our old crew. That's what I think
Who's
she's
staying,
do.
Then?
I don't know if I'm down
well,
for
Snooki's
that.
Well, Snooki's gone, and I
J-Wow,
think...
J-Wow, I think.
J-Wow may very well be gone.
Oh, really?
I think Dina might
Since
be the only
on
female
the fence,
who stays.
You're right. Dina may be... And they'll bring in new people, and we'll be,
I mean,
you know...
Pauly has his own show.
Pauly may go.
Dina,
Pauly may go.
Yeah. Maybe only Dina, Vinny, and Sitch.
Yeah, Dina's so fresh.
And Ronnie, you know, Ronnie and Sammy will stay. They have nowhere to go.
Yeah, they have nowhere to go, but
Dina,
do they want
Dina is very new. She'll stay, for
right,
sure.
Right. So, anyway, that's it. You can...
ask us about our Twitter handles.
Okay, well, here we go. You guys, tell me about your Twitter handles.
Rocks. Oh, good job.
Oh, wow. You can find me, tweet me at I am Jessica King.
At Roxy Stryer, if you want a shout out like Stephen Du got tonight, let me know.
At Gabrielle _ Loren, that's two E's and two L's. And also my Facebook page, Gabrielle Loren with the number one.
And Emil, thank you for joining
Emil.
Us tonight.
It was fun. I enjoyed watching
yeah,
you
where
guys.
Are you at? Right.
At Emilio E. Jr.
Nice.
Awesome.
The son of a preacher. Love that.
Only one I could ever teach me.
It's the son of a preacher, man. All right, take it from Ronnie Jr.
Jesus, before we start singing.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye, you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.